Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Steve Cohen, U.S. Representative from the 9th District, and Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News.
I want to start with something in the news now, which is the surveillance program, the NSA surveillance program. You were a major critic of George Bush, Patriot Act, and some of those things that came out of the Bush administration. This NSA surveillance is an extension, it seems, of the Patriot Act. How do you feel about it? Do you want to see it reined in? Do you want to see it change the surveillance program?
There are parts of the Patriot Act, but I never supported the Patriot Acts. And when they came up for reauthorization during the time that I served, including under President Obama, I've opposed them, because I felt like it was an infringement on privacy. This is a situation where a lot of people believe it is an infringement on our privacy. It is clear, and I think the president has tried to make it known, and I think it's true, that they're collecting data, metadata. It's the numbers, not the conversations. And they're not looking at them unless there's a connection to terrorism, and they can make that connection. I think some people do think somebody's out there, Big Brother's listening. There is the potential for Big Brother listening, and that's the problem. And as you know, we saw in the 60s, J. Edgar Hoover abused his powers in many instances, and so did Nixon thereafter. And FISA came into effect in the 70s. So I think there's concern for abuse of it, the storage of information on citizens, that it's more than is necessary. We have had a classified hearing with the head of NSA and others in the intelligence areas. We'll have another one next week. I look forward to all the information I can avail myself of, and I've got some amendments I'm going to propose to the FISA bill. Hope we can improve it for the safety of our citizens.
It does seem like you're getting a lot of people, politicians, government officials, the companies like Apple and Verizon, some of these companies that are providing data, saying, let's put more transparency on the situation. That there are people who say you got to do this to prevent terror attacks and so on, but there could be more transparency, there could be more disclosure. Is that the direction you'd like to see it going?
Well, it's one of the directions, and I think that the FISA court's opinion should at least be made more transparent. Now, they can't give away classified data within those opinions, and sometimes it's hard to redact the information and still give the opinion, but somehow that could be accomplished, I believe. I don't like the composition of the FISA court. Right now, the FISA court's appointed, there are 11 members, appointed by the Supreme Court Chief Justice. It made me think, well, who's on the court? 10 of the 11 appointees were appointed by Republican presidents. That doesn't necessarily mean they all think alike. For instance, John Paul Stevens, one of my favorite justices, was appointed by a Republican president and turned out to be a very balanced and toward progressive justice, and there have been others like that. But I think it shows a possibility that most of the people in the FISA court have a certain way. So I'm proposing that we change that, and we have three appointed by the Chief Justice, four by the leaders in the Senate, and four by the leaders in the House, so that at least before the 11 will be appointed by a different political party and possibly have a different persuasion toward privacy.
Bill. Congressman, should members of Congress have been surprised by these revelations? Was this something that Congress signed off on, or the Congress knew it signed off on to this extent?
Well, Bill, that's still not exactly clear, and I did say that officials in our first briefing suggested or stated that there were many hearings that they had made available in data through the Intelligence Committee, where they asked the chairman of the Intelligence Committee to make available to us information. I don't recall any of that, and don't believe that occurred. Now, Mike might not have passed it on or said he can come in and see this or whatever, but I remember some opportunities to be briefed, but I don't know how many times. He said judiciary, which I'm on, and intelligence. So I thought that maybe Congress was a little asleep at the wheel and they'd supported this and they might have, should have known better, but I've asked for information from those individuals, specifically the dates and the purposes of those briefings, because they might have overstated their bounds in what they said. You know, one thing that you know about intelligence people, they don't tell the truth. That's their business, is to lie. And I had just been in Russia and met with the deputy in charge of the FSB, which is their KGB successor, and their business is lying. And so, you know, we found out that the NSA folks are lied to Senator Wyden, and lied to other senators, Mark Udall, in questioning in the Senate, and then said something about I was as truthful as I could be under the circumstance.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.